Hi there, Timothy. Timothy, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara did want me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, since it's a very young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, so far so good. Can't complain.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking at your website right now. And I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
You're talking about on the Google search?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, for someone who goes on, doesn't know who to call. I mean, obviously for you, they're going to look in appliance installation or, you know, the retrofit and the countertop mods and things like that that you do. When people go on Google or Bing, typing in keywords related to those services, we'll make sure that your business and your website is one of those top options. I mean, I'm looking at your website right now. We can definitely promote that website. Any website kind of needs to be promoted. It needs to be kind of cross-referenced and backlinked on the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directory submissions, etc., that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. That's what's going to kind of reassure Google that if someone were to call you, you would, in fact, be able to provide those services that will put you ahead of your competitors where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made right there on that first page. Now, of course, the calls do come directly to you, so you're not paying for leads or chasing down the same leads your competitors are chasing down. When the calls come to you, of course, it will be someone who will have seen your website first. So, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. You won't be the only company that pops up on that person's search. But the ones that do call you, even before they start dialing your phone number, they're already thinking that if your price is fair, they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate for the calls that you get. Tara says you're willing to travel maybe 75 or even up to 100 miles for the right job. We would be able to cover that entire service area, focus on cities big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. And again, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple Maps, Facebook, paid Facebook ads even. Now, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's just a flat rate. It is offered on a month-to-month basis. That being said, though, the new in-business rate that you do still qualify for, being that you've kind of been out on your own since 2023, that's not an introductory rate. It's really just reduced pricing. It's a fixed flat rate. It'll never go up on you. Of course, we want to make it affordable even for young businesses because we know that while there are no long-term contracts, our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Again, it is month-to-month with that reduced rate, being that it is a young company, I'd actually be able to take a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Save you $300 a month, bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to just $299. That $299, Timothy, would be the exact amount. So again, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it's designed to get that website in front of more people who don't already know the name of your business, get your phone ringing, is that something you would want for your business at this point?
I'd say I'm very interested, yeah.
Well, I mean, Google it, you know. It's kind of what we say, it's what we do, and the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services again or recommend you to someone else. So it's definitely going to help you to continue to get those calls coming in and those jobs flowing. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories. Now, of course, most of the time you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything does have the click-to-call feature, and customers will be calling you directly. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So is this essentially just getting, this is getting my website more likely to be found, and they take the contact information from my website and they use that to call me or email me directly?
Right. Your website's going to be attached to what Google calls the knowledge panel. So it's basically a virtual or digital brochure for your company. I mean, the whole point of a website is to have people call you. And a website's a great conversion tool, but of course it only works when people see it. And since most people rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a service that they need, being on that first page is really critical. Most websites are never even seen by their intended audience, or they just end up like a digital business card. You have to tell someone the name of your company. Now, being that your business is fairly new, not everyone has heard of you. Traditional word of mouth might not be the biggest factor for you at this point, but when people who don't know the name of your company can still find you and find that website and call you directly, I think it's going to be maybe even better for you than paying for leads. Now, I'm not sure if you're even using it, but Tara did find an Angie Leads profile here. That's a home advisor powered by Angie. That's a very different service. Of course, that's a lead-based service, right? You pay for every lead.
Yeah, like literally just started that. And
you just started that. Gotcha. Yeah. So, you know, what I would tell you is this, you know, what my clients tell me, at least the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, they all work about the same. You get a lead that goes out to a few of your competitors, and whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or even when no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead. Now, with this, of course, the calls come directly to you, so it's a very different service. Most of my clients, in fact, I think most business owners in general would prefer to get calls directly to them versus pay for a lead. Definitely. And you know, be in a bidding war. So you'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do. Once we get their phone ringing and once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably scale back on the leads. You know, keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Actually, a lot of my clients simply shut their lead-based service off altogether. You know, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the companies that are on that first page. Angie's is aware of that. I mean, it's only been about 4 or 5 years now that it's been called Angie Leads, which is kind of the home advisor of Angie's List, or the combination of home advisor and Angie's List. But before that, it was home advisor, you know, and even to this day, they're one of Google's biggest customers. They spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid ads. And they always make that money back. That covers the entire country, of course, and all the industries that they generate leads for. But when they capture those leads and then sell and resell the same lead to businesses and their competitors, they always make that money back. What this does, though, it puts the power of Google to work directly for you. I mean, like I said, you've already got that website. We just have to make it easier for people to find it.
Okay. Yeah, I think that sounds great.
And
how do I know that, like, are you guys going to send me an email or?
Yeah, let me do this. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We've actually been around since 2004, so we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary a little bit later on this year. I'm sending you a link right now to the pricing page off of the website. So it's localsplash.com/SEO-packages. It's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. I'd like to walk you through a couple of things. At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, hold on. I got something. I can't put it. Local Splash, click on links. It's a link. Oh. Oh, is that what you guys do? That's why it's called Local Splash. You take, like, the local area and try to kind of splash it and blow people up.
Exactly. You'll make a big splash in your local area. Now, obviously, when you're willing to travel, you know, up to 75 or even 100 miles, we'll be able to accommodate that service area. We still consider that local. We are local to every business in the United States and Canada. That's our entire service area as a Google partner. And when positions become available, it's our job to find just one business to work with. Strict Google guidelines mean that we cannot put our clients in competition with each other. That, of course, is good for you, but it's also good for us, too. I mean, when we're offering the service on a month-to-month basis, especially when we're reducing the cost of the service, it just doesn't make sense for us to put our clients in competition with each other. We'd basically be competing against ourselves. So if you can see where it says take control of your online presence, get found online, generate more leads, you'll be able to track your success, like I said, 24/7 access, your client dashboard. One of the things I did not say is that you can actually manage and monitor your reviews right from that tracking system. So you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we create everything that Google wants to see, and whether those reviews are on Google or Bing, Yelp, Foursquare, wherever those reviews originate, they'll also repopulate right on your tracking system. So you can request reviews or respond to reviews, or you can even have us respond to reviews for you at no additional cost. Like I said, we've been around since 2004. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing and earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. Our clients do like the service, and they keep it long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Now, there's a blue-tinted photo, and then below it, it says Google Ads Partner. Right below that, it says there's a box that says Google Partner, colorful Google G inside it. Now, you can actually, Timothy, click right on that box. That's our official badge of authenticity. If you click on that box, it is provided to us directly by Google, and if you click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. Of course, Google often does make changes to their map or pack algorithm. As a Google partner, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so we always have the right content to keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing. Right below that, if you click back on the link that I sent out to you, it says SEO packages. We would be talking about the Platinum package. That's a perfect package for like a 7,500-mile radius. If you're telling me I've got 5 crews, we go 200 miles, we might be talking about some of those other packages. But for the needs of your business, that Platinum package would be perfect for you. Like I said, it would not be the $599 listed on the website, though. I'd be reducing the cost of the service from $599 down to $299. I'd actually be able, since you've got a website, we don't have to build one for you. There's a lot that we have to do. You're obviously new to Angie's also. I want to make this affordable for you. I'm actually going to just go ahead and waive that setup fee altogether. So you're actually going to save $599 in your first month alone. It's almost like getting the first month for free just for the normal cost of the setup fee. But it's actually better than that because it won't go up to $599. In fact, it would never be even a penny more than that $299, no matter how long you keep the service. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So again, very different than a lead-based service, which might vary depending on how many leads you get or how much each lead costs. With this, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's still that same flat rate. In this case, the reduced rate of $299.
Okay. That sounds great, actually.
So,
so am I having to set this all up, or is that something that you guys do for me?
Oh, we do. Yeah, I mean, we'll do all of it. We will do a client interview, though. I mean, we'll have one of our technicians give you a follow-up call. Takes about 25, 30 minutes. We'll just kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, verify information off of your website, information that I have, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. From that point on, basically all you really need to do is answer your phone. And it is our job to make sure that your phone is ringing. Of course, you will still have 24/7 access to your client dashboard. The reports are very detailed, and they do update in very near real time, meaning they update several times throughout the day. A lot of our clients use that, and there's a lot of benefit that you can use from that tracking system. Some of our clients we know never even use it. They just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you hear about me? Where'd you find me? And if someone says, hey, I saw your website on the first page of Google, that's enough for some of our clients to know that the service is working. But we do provide that tracking system for you, and I think our most successful clients are the ones that use that tracking system. There's a lot of information on there. Now, it does look like the phone number that we are speaking on is, in fact, the number on the website. So this is a good number for us to reach you. Now, is it also the best number? I'm sorry, it's a good number for your customers to reach you. Is it also the best number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
Yeah, it is. I have a secondary number, which is my primary number, but I'm not answering this phone. It usually means I'm busy. I have a family I'm taking care of. And
of course. Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. And then the website has, as an email, stachpnw@outlook.com. Almost said at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. The one other thing I wanted to ask you, and correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your business?
Yeah, not at all. I would not like my address to be promoted. I'm a contractor.
Of course.
I drive to the job site.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, Google expects it to be that way. In fact, even if you maintain like an office where you did your paperwork or like a shop where you keep your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Timothy, Tara never did get your last name. What is your last name, sir?
It's Stachowiak. And let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Oh, I am ready. Thank you.
It's Stachowiak.
Okay. And that's S-T-A-C like Charlie, right? H-O-W-I-A-K?
Okay. Yep.
Kind of like,
that's correct.
Like the email, which is Stachpnw. Yep. And then... like I was saying, most of the time your customers are just going to call you directly, but Timothy, we do use phone, text, and email. Emails, honestly, are really just for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, unless that's your preferred method of contact for us. But I did want to ask if you have a preferred method of how we should reach you regarding your account, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
The text and email would probably be best.
Text
an emergency.
And email.
Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'll put text or email preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Again, that's to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. The other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. Timothy, it actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we've reduced both the cost of the service, even waived your setup fee for you. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, actually pretty straightforward. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we could move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And then, Timothy, give me just 1 second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yeah, it's Roundhouse Installations, LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Timothy, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Timothy Stahoviak, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And Timothy, as the owner of Roundhouse Installations, LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Timothy, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am, yeah.
Okay. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is, in fact, important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that people in your area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, emails, phone calls coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Timothy, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Of course.
Yes, exactly. Thank you for saying that. I don't want to say that about my clients, but I mean, it's always a concern for me when I call my client and I'm calling the business number and it goes to either voicemail or worse still, mailbox full or not even set up. I mean, it's a concern not because I have to call them back. Of course I will. That's my client. But I also know that if I were a potential customer trying to call and hire them and I get mailbox not set up, I'm probably not going to try to call back. I'm probably just going to find someone else to call, someone who answers the phone. So we definitely don't want you to miss those opportunities. As long as you answer the phone, you're going to do well with the service. And like you said, you'd be kind of foolish to not answer the phone when it rings. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angies and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, there's actually a couple of reasons. One, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Timothy, we ask that you at least let us know so we could make sure that all of that information is always accurate. That's fair enough, right?
It is. Yeah, I can do that.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Like I said, we will make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 4th of March, and the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00. Again, Timothy, that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, the social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 4th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can also pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. In fact, the service can, if necessary, be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Timothy, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Timothy, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment of just $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
So every time, I think it's both. Every time I run it, I use my name. Mm-hmm. It's also current name. So.
First and last on the card, or is there any middle initial?
It's first, middle initial, and then last.
And the middle initial is?
Middle initial is, it's E as an echo.
E, okay. You did say that was a Visa card. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's 4-000-2300-9498-6069.
Expiration month and year?
It's 10/27.
Okay, so 10 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
344.
344. I have 344-344, and then October or 10 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 40-00-2300-9498-6069?
Yep, that's it.
And what is the billing address of that card?
It is 265 Northeast Hillway. Estacada, Oregon, 97023.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does, in fact, have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I have a pen.
Okay, perfect. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then, Timothy, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's Pacific time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24-7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following day or the next business day if they receive it after hours. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will actually receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Timothy, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like at this point, the only spot that we have available would be today at 3 o'clock, meaning it would get to you pretty near 3 o'clock, get you off the phone pretty close to 3:30. Would that work out for you today to receive that 30-minute phone call? You don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation.
Okay. Yeah, my little one will probably be awake by then, causing hell, but I think
All right. Well, we're very respectful of whatever you have going on. Most of us have kids of our own. It's going to be scheduled from 3 until 4. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll actually be on the beginning part of that call just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't know if it's going to be right at 3 or 3:05 or even, you know, 3:10. Towards the end of the day, things kind of get backed up sometimes. And I don't get a lot of advance notice, so I may already be on a call, but if I am, the technician will call you anyway, and they'll have your file, so they'll take really good care of you. I did, though, want to add a little bit of added security here on your account, whether I am on that follow-up call or not. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Roadhouse Installations LLC, even if it's you, Timothy, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to that security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as being with Google or even with Local Splash, they would, first of all, need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 30 seconds, just politely let them go. Timothy, if anyone's calling you and asking you for more money for your Google listing, just politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month for $2.99 and never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess the first city I was born.
The city you were born in? And then yeah. What is the answer?
Reseda.
Reseda?
California.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Plus. Type it in twice. Put your all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now? It actually looks like it sent out everything. Kind of wish it didn't, but the emails get sent out in bulk every couple of minutes, so sometimes they do coincide and get sent at the exact same time. Actually, we've got a few emails here. The welcome email, that's the one with the client support information that I've already given you. In fact, I think somewhere on all of these emails you'll find that information. You got one. Says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. I'll actually get to that in just a second here. But the one that I wanted you to see now is the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on it, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I clicked that. I've already filled it out.
Oh, you have. Okay, so you're a little bit ahead of me. Let me go ahead and refresh my system. Looks like you have already gotten to the login page. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks at this point that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, so it's asking you to log in. Now, we have to actually do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in a day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do. That's fine, too. Oh, looks like I could actually give you the username. It's already been assigned. That means it cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy to remember. It's just your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So, of course, your username is 971-442-6218. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please do include that email. I'm sorry, the username or your phone number. That helps us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department if necessary. Anything and everything can be sent to that email. I'm actually going to send you a calendar invite at, there's still an hour left. So at 2 o'clock, the automated email gets sent out an hour prior to the scheduled callback. So at 2 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email through our automated system. Like I said, I'm sending you now a calendar invite. The invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. And then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, the other email that she got says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You can open that one up if you like, but you can look at it later, too. There's going to be a link on there that will facilitate you sending us any of the photos that you have on that list. It doesn't have to be everything, but anything certainly helps us to expedite the process of getting you Google PIN verified. Google has recently, and by recently, I mean it's been about 6-7 months, made that process of getting verified just a little bit more comprehensive. It's all by design. Google wants to make sure that any business listed on Google, especially the ones on the first page, are actual legitimate businesses that will provide that service listed when someone calls them. So if you can send those photos, any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card. I know there's not a physical workplace, but for that, maybe where you park the vehicle when you're not using it for work, or even like a close-up of the tools inside the truck would work for that. For that one, is the business itself licensed and/or insured?
I am. I got all the things.
Perfect. So you can send that out to us. Our technician is scheduled to call you in that 3 o'clock hour. Like I said, hopefully I'm in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, and I'd be more than happy to say a quick hello to you before the end of the day. But I did want to take the opportunity now to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get this going for you. Get your website out in front of more eyes, and of course, get your phone ring and earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Man, I'm excited too. If that's what you guys can do for me,
Well, we've been doing it since 2004. I've actually been here. April 17th will be my 11-year anniversary, and I do have clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, even 18 years in a couple of cases. Like I said, we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary later on this year, so we're pretty excited to get that going for you. I do hope I'm able to say a quick hello to you before the end of the day. But if not, you take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. Real pleasure speaking with you today.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Timothy. Thanks a lot. Bye now.
No problem. Bye now.